Well, Dean, so much to talk about, but at the end of it, three very important points for you.
Yeah, very important points. You know, in this stage of the season where we're pushing to try and get a playoff spot. We were on a five-game winning run, and we've managed to continue that to six. It was very much a tale of two halves. I felt most of the game being played in the cop end of the pitch. I thought first half we started the game really well and had a couple of opportunities. If the final ball had been better, we could have took the lead. And then, we got caught napping with a big diagonal over the top, which caused us a problem for, spells in this game today. And they get a break from nothing, really. But I felt we controlled the ball in the first half. I thought we looked the more dangerous team in the first half. Didn't think we worked the goalkeeper as much as we should have when we got into the areas. And then second half, we were very, very loose on the ball. Gave it away cheaply and had to defend because they put the ball up to Fletcher. They won the second balls and kept putting an awful lot of balls in our box, and we had to defend it manfully.
Several big moments in the game. We'll talk about the finish to it in a moment, but Jed Steer's penalty save was obviously a big moment.
It was a big moment because I think if they score then with their tails up, and us not playing particularly well at that period, it could have been really tough to come back from that. So he's made a really good penalty save. And I think the enforced substitution, with Courtney going off with a hip injury, I think it was, and Axel going on. Axel's not played for 4 months, but trained really well. Probably, upset us a little bit, and probably made me not make a change earlier than I should, because I felt they were picking up too many second balls and recycling it into our penalty box, and it was constant pressure. But I felt the changes made a difference, if I'm honest. I thought Albert did well, his know-how in the game, and Codge, became a target for us and made the ball stick around him, which I didn't think it was doing. And going 2-1 in midfield with Jack as a 10 probably helped us for the last 10 minutes.
An incredible end to the game. Nobody could have really expected or think that would happen.
No, probably neither me here standing here, but that's the nature of the game. Most goals are scored in the final minutes of games, and as we'll probably see when we look at the results and fixtures today. We always look to fret on the counter. Codge has gone on and missed one, probably should have headed it when he's followed it over. Jack's put a great ball across, which Codge just couldn't get on the end of. Sam Hutchinson done a great job on Jack Grealish. He was probably having one of his quieter games for us, being man-to-man marked throughout the game. But you give a quality player, an inch, and he can go and provide something. And thankfully we did it at the end, and Albert's got on the end of one, and Tammy's made a goal for himself at the end as well.
And that's 6-6 now, obviously. Consistency is the king at this time of the year. If you can keep winning, as results elsewhere have proved today, then you can do yourselves a power of good.
Yeah, it's finding a way to win as well. That's the pleasing thing with these players today, because, second half performance, they were better than us. There's no denying that. But finding a way to win is important. It didn't make many saves, Jed. I thought, defending, last gasp defending, mind you, from Neil Taylor, Albert, Axel, Tyrone, everybody pretty much, kept the ball out of our net. But we've got plenty of players in our team that can go and score.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Rotherham away Wednesday now, your challenge is to manage the squad with the games coming thick and fast, and every game is important, of course.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I see Rotherham, have they won today? I think they haven't they? So they're a tough proposition at their place. They're in with a sniff of staying up. We've worked really hard, so the lads will probably come away from this with being under the cosh for most of the second half and feel they're invincible. But I'll make sure that no complacency, gets into the squad's mindset, and it certainly won't.